This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House and Republican lawmakers are still struggling to find a solution to the debt crisis. Work requirements for federal food aid recipients have emerged as a final sticking point in those negotiations, even as President Joe Biden says the deal is very close. VOA's Tommy McNeil has an update.
President Joe Biden's optimism came as the deadline for a potentially catastrophic default was pushed back to June 5th. That seemed likely to drag negotiations between the White House and Republicans over raising the debt ceiling into another frustrating week. Both sides have suggested one of the main holdups is the GOP effort to boost work requirements, which Democrats have strenuously opposed. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Commerce Department said Saturday that trade ministers of 14 countries in the U.S.-led Indo-Pacific Economic Framework talks have substantially completed a deal to make supply chains more resilient and secure. The development marks the first tangible results of a year of negotiations. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo told a press conference in Detroit that the first-of-its-kind agreement calls for countries to form a council to coordinate supply chain activities and a crisis response network to give early warnings to IPEF countries of potential supply disruptions. The deal provides an emergency communications channel for countries participating in the exchange to seek support during supply chain disruptions, coordinate more closely during a crisis, and recover more quickly. Sudan's army called on Friday for reservists and retired soldiers to re-enlist amid a deadly conflict with a rival paramilitary group and asked the United Nations to change its envoy to the country. Sporadic fighting between the military